She wouldn't have had to have had any history, though, at that time, would she?
I don't know. They might have required it.
Or something, maybe as a junior. But she really loaded herself up as a junior because she wanted to have a little more freeness during her senior year. And she had made such wonderful grades all the time. And, you know, I think she got to the place that she was, I don't know if that did it or not, but I think she got to the place that she was just kind of afraid. Mm-hmm. That she couldn't, and when she went up there and enrolled in all of those subjects, she got to thinking about them. And she just, and she knew in her mind that she wasn't going to be able to bring home all A's.
Mm-hmm.
With the things that she had enrolled in, and besides that year, she was going to be twirling in the band. And our band goes a lot of places and does a lot of things. And I think she just kind of got scared. I really do. And it just has affected her whole life.
Mm.
And it just makes me sick. I don't know how to help her get out of it. I'm so afraid that if she does decide to go on to school, that she'll go ahead and enroll and do everything we're supposed to, and the next thing we know, she won't be doing anything. She won't be studying.
And the thing is, start slowly then.
That's just what I think, too.
Just a few courses. Get those whipped and then move on from there. I loaded myself up and I broke out with some sort of a nervous itch.
Then that, and you just can.
Yeah.
I know that it just, you can just do all sorts of things.
I went to the school physician, he sent me to a dermatologist, and they both said the same thing. Drop 3 hours. No, doc, I can't. I'd rather itch. So I just scratched my way through that semester. Oh, it was dismal.
Scratched and studied your way through it, didn't
you?
Yep. But you had quite a determination.
I had a good itch, too. Well, I needed the hours. I knew there was no other way to get them. So I just went ahead.
You have to watch Calvin. He might break out with that this year, too.
Oh, he need be in no hurry.
Yeah, that's good.
Because he'll have this year and next summer if he wants to continue, and if he doesn't, there's a good possibility he can have his grant for the year after that. Oh, in the spring, the last day of school is the day that school does what?
The school turns out, I'd probably say.
And then in the spring, or in the fall,
yes.
The first day of school is the day that school
starts.
If a boy starts for school but does something else and doesn't go to school, you say?
He plays hooky.
He should go to school to get?
An education.
Uh-huh. And he starts where?
In the first grade.
Uh-huh. After high school, he can go on to
college.
When you were a girl, what did you call a store where all kinds of cheap things were sold? Just cheap things.
I called it the dime store.
Uh-huh. If you want to borrow a book, you'll go to the
to the library.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. To mail a letter.
To the post office.
In a strange town to spend the night?
What would I be doing?
Well, where would you stay?